The local residents have been getting all their straw ready to build their scarecrows. We're busy erecting the marquees. We've got all our traders who have paid up to come along. We've got a few new events as well in there, like we've got some a climbing wall. We've got a treasure hunt for the younger children, which is being run by a youngster called Ethan. And we've cut back so the tractor rides can go ahead, all the various branches that overhang. So we're pretty geared up to go, Nick.
Fantastic. I know it's such a wonderful community event, and it seems, the whole village gets behind it in effect.
Absolutely. There's events going on at the school, the church, the village hall, and the pub also. So yes, there's a lot more to do than just the green and the scarecrows.
And in terms of scarecrows, I know it's always difficult to say how many residents will be putting them out. Have you got any idea of how many there will be?
I would think somewhere between 80 and 100. Obviously, we don't know exactly because we don't go around counting them until the day.
And in terms of the event, I know you attract thousands of people from far and wide. People do travel to come to it. Perhaps year after year.
Yes, we've had people from Scotland, we've had people from France. We tend to get a lot of people from north of Leicester, we get people from south of Northampton, and hopefully these people will keep coming.
And is there, I know some years that there's been kind of themes and stuff for the scarecrows. Is there any sort of theme this year, or do people just do what they want?
There is no theme, it can be very random. We have some interesting scarecrows some years with some interesting themes, especially around Boris Johnson at times and Donald Trump. So let's see what we get this year.
Why do you think the event, remains so popular?
I think because there's free parking, it's a nice family walk around the village looking at all the scarecrows. There'll be free music on the green. There'll be the children's play area built of straw, and I think you can actually come out, enjoy the day without actually spending a lot, but putting a few pennies in for the villagers and charities.